From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan, the first show of spring. ice everywhere. But it's spring. I think we're going to see ice up until May. Mid-May is when I think we finally get all the ice off the lakes, because there's like 22 inches of ice out there around Michigan right now in some places a lot more, some places a little less. Had an opportunity to go out and fish over the weekend last, and had a great time. I actually caught a bunch of fish. So thanks to our good friends that we went out with, Norm Smith, Sarah Smith, and some other folks that we met. It was a good time, man. It was a very good time. We got out and we had fun. On the ice, caught some crappie, caught some nice bluegill, and it was very nice to get out on the ice and fish. I've done a lot of fishing this year, has not been terribly productive, but this time it was quite productive. Very happy about that. And I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank our friends at Scentlock, also our friends at Lucky Buck. Now is the time to get your Lucky Buck out. Did some walking in the woods over the weekend, and I actually got to follow a deer. At about 100 yards pace, 100 yards distance between. But followed him through the woods, followed his tracks. It was very cool to get out in the woods and enjoy that. And that'll all be happening here more as we wind down the month, get ready for steelhead fishing, and maybe get out and do some archery. Get outside and get those muscles reacquainted with your bow. Or, in some cases, maybe you're moving to a crossbow, and there are organizations out there that help you with crossbow. My good friend Dave Chevalier, crossbowwarriors.com is his website. He joins me right now. How are you, sir?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Duran. Doing awesome this morning.
Good. Hey, you know, let's talk about this a little bit. Here in Michigan, we had, a couple of years ago, we had limited crossbow use. You had to be a certain age or meet a certain physical requirement to be able to use a crossbow. Now we have it where everybody can use a crossbow, and it's not really taking the wave that we thought it would. It didn't overtake everything like a lot of people feared it would, but it's been well received, and Crossbow Warriors is helping people understand the crossbow more.
Correct. Yep. You are right on. And a couple things that we noticed right off the bat, because of, like you said, the requirements that they had in place for the longest time to be able to, the restrictions to be able to use a crossbow, is what we're trying to overcome now, because it almost feels like working these shows, and this is kind of why I started Crossbow Warriors, was because I'd go out and work the shows for the Darton booth or through Michigan Crossbow Federation, and it seemed like everybody that came up to us at the booth always said, I shoot a crossbow because of this injury or something that's wrong with them. And at that point, something clicked in my head. I'm like, you know what? We got to break that stereotype. How do we do it? And the groups that we had out there, I mean, they do a great job promoting crossbows. But for some reason, we weren't just getting the younger generation. So that's why I kind of went off and tried to start the Crossbow Warriors brand and come up with a cool-looking logo and design, something that would draw people to our site, and then get them at the social media level. And that's kind of what I'm building along the lines of. It's just everybody come to the one-stop shop of Crossbow Warriors, and we'll show you what there is out there for you.
Speaking with Dave Chevalier from CrossbowWarriors.com here on our show, Wild Michigan. Our website is WildMichiganRadio.com. Dave, and you know, I've still to this day never shot a crossbow. I have nothing against them. I believe that every legal opportunity for somebody to get in the outdoors should be made available to them. But yet, I'm kind of the hold-off on these things. So tell me what I'm missing with the crossbow.
You know, what you're missing with the crossbow is just another tool to have in your bag of tricks, is basically what it boils down to. They're becoming huge popularity with the turkey season coming up. You're starting to see a lot of people flip to that. But what we're seeing is that a lot of people are afraid to go to the crossbow, at least in Michigan. You get outside of Michigan, it's totally not that way. But they're afraid of what their friends or buddies are going to say. Until they get that crossbow, then they start taking animals with it, and then all of a sudden their buddies start flipping. But what you're really missing is just basically another tool in your bag of tricks is what it boils down to.
It's funny you should talk about peer pressure in the outdoors, because you know there is. You know there is. You're perfectly healthy. What do you need a crossbow for? Or why are you giving up your compound or your recurve? You know, why are you going to that? And there was a lot of fight too, that it's just it's not a bow. It's not archery, because it's more of a flat shooting. Well, you know what? Like, compound bows are flat shooting too. So you can take that argument. That kind of goes out the window.
Exactly. And you know, when I talk to people at these shows, a great selling point for a crossbow is you can get the family in one of these crossbows for anywhere between $5,000 and $1,000, you know, and the whole family can shoot it, enjoy it, and see if your kids are interested or your wife's interested in hunting with you. And then most of them flip into the compounds or recurves or longbows. But it's a great way to at least find out if the family's interested with you.
You know, Dave Chevalier is our guest here. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Dave brings up a very good point about it being universal. Man, woman, child, it doesn't matter. Even left or right-handed. Is there a difference between left and right-handed? There's just one crossbow, right?
Nope, that's it. They all work both ways.
So, Essentially, instead of, you know, buying one for your son or daughter, having them grow out of it in a number of years, you're buying a universal tool. You can't even do that with a shotgun, really.
No, you really can't. You know, you throw them on a shooting bench or a tripod or a bipod, and away they go. You know, and it's pretty easy for them to catch up on. And the beautiful part of it is they can go out, and with the proper training, they can harvest an animal their first year. You throw them out there. Now that they've changed the age restrictions in Michigan, and you can get these youth out there basically at any age, they can't pull back the poundage in the archery season to be able to harvest the animal properly. This now gives them that ability, and it'll help build their confidence for the future.
Dave Chevalier is our guest here from CrossbowWarriors.com. Dave, we've talked about some of the advantages. Let's talk about some of the disadvantages of a crossbow. Let's talk about weight and maybe, you know, getting a kid, a younger person, rather, in tune with this crossbow, because sometimes, you know, they're a little heavy for them.
That is true, and the manufacturers are coming out with newer brands and models, and we're starting to see that. Like Parker came out with a Challenger, which is a youth model. It's much lighter in weight, and its pullback on there is 125 pounds, so it's definitely enough to kill an animal for him. But the manufacturers are seeing that they are trying to lighten up the bows as much as possible. But like I said, you also use, you know, your shooting rails and your blinds and the shooting sticks available. So there's other ways to be able to help support the children as they get involved in this.
Yeah, it's not something that they're going to be able to hang on to all day long, just like a shotgun. It's very front heavy, and overall kind of heavy. But again, you know, this is not, there are ways you can compensate for that.
Correct.
And you can find those, of course, at CrossbowWarriors.com. Dave Chevalier is our guest here. Because we're finally into spring, Dave, things are initially going to start warming up. When do the new models hit the floor for the crossbows?
The new models have kind of been coming out. They come out normally at the ATA show. A lot of them are released between the November and January 1st time frame. At the ATA, we really get to start shooting them, seeing them, and go from there. So they're pretty much all out there on the market, and when we do write-ups and reviews on them, you'll see them on our webpage, and you get as much information as you want there. And if not, you can easily, you know, just ping us on Facebook, and we'll get you the information you need.
All right, we're speaking with Dave Chevalier here on Wild Michigan, and we are going to gonna talk with you more, because I want to find out more about what the what Crossbow Warriors has to offer, and let's talk about gear here, accessories. And, you know, some of the bolts and things, because there's a lot of different things out here. And if we're just getting started into crossbows, you guys have more than just one option to look at for that. So we're going to talk about that. So Dave Chevalier is our guest, CrossbowWarriors.com, brought to you in part by Lucky Buck out of Osseo, Michigan. Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, time to get it out is now. Get your sights started. Get the Lucky Buck in their system and get ready for some spring growing. Here on Wild Michigan.
Nick Munt with Michael Waddell's Bone Collector, and you're listening to my main man, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, book knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale. Around here.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, Alex Clark in the Wild Michigan studios, all over the Great Lakes State. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com, it's where you can pick up our podcasts. Pick up, some of the stuff we're using, some of the places we're going to be. And if your nonprofit organization has an event coming up, please let me know. Hit our events page on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and we can get it posted for you. If you belong to like an outdoors organization, maybe your club is having a charity shoot or something of that matter, let us know. Outdoormailbag@gmail.com or go to wildmichiganradio.com and, hit the events page, the events page or the contact page, so you can get that info to us. Right now, Dave Chevalier from CrossbowWarriors.com joins us right now. Dave, getting the kids involved. We've got a youth rabbit hunt coming up on the 29th of this month. That's a Saturday, and I guess we understand this is kind of a sold-out deal, but it's very cool to get kids in the outdoors, and you guys have started a Little Warriors program.
Correct. That is the main focus of what I'm going to be working on over the next couple of weeks. And what I found out is going around to the different states is that there's no real, in hunter safety, they're not really teaching the kids about the crossbows, the handling of the crossbows. They do it at an extremely high level and just enough to get them certified in it. So what we've done is taken it to the next step, and we've created a Little Warrior program where they're going to be able to go to our website, download the different levels, and then go to our information page. You know, watch the videos about the different crossbow components or the arrow, you know, components of the bolt, well, they formerly called bolts. Everybody's going to the new arrow term. And learn about everything there is in the crossbow world. Then you go to the different levels. You take your test, send it in to us, and get certified at the different levels, which is a great program.
Now, you said something about changing the name of bolts to arrows. To me, that's going to get confusing. Because technically it's a bolt. I mean, it's what it is. It's shorter, it's bigger, it's heavier. It's built more like a bolt rather than a traditional arrow.
Well, and that's kind of the another stereotype in the industry. They're saying with the original crossbows, you were truly shooting the old metal bolts. They were only 6 to 8 inches. They weighed a ton. Now we're shooting with the carbons and the aluminum arrows. You're 20, 22 inches. And so they're trying to get it back into the arrow terminology.
Ah. It's like changing a street name just to be politically correct. I can't do it. I'm still going to call it what it is.
A lot of it's to try to make it more feel like it's part of the archery world instead of being said, hey, it's a crossbow. It's not truly archery.
Fair enough. Yeah. We've had, and you've seen me have these discussions about crossbows.
Yes, I have.
They've gotten heated at times, and it all comes down to look. I have nothing against them. And again, as I stated before, if there's an opportunity for somebody to get in the outdoors, I encourage them to do so. I choose to shoot vertical, plain and simple. That has been my decision. And you know, a lot of my friends shoot crossbows. God bless them. Very happy. And to get kids involved, if we can get kids involved in the outdoors, even better yet. You know, there's a lot of friction about certain hunts and certain rules that people should see. You know, it bothers me. And this is why we're having you on here from CrossbowWarriors.com, is so we can maybe educate, so there's not that stigma of oh, it's a crossbow. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's kind of the other avenue I'm going at this as well, to trying to, you know, we have it between the compounds and the longbow people. I mean, that's been going on for years, and now it's between the compounds and the crossbows and the longbows and the crossbows. And I mean, you're going to have that no matter where you go. But hopefully by educating people and showing them the different opportunities available and talking about the different things where you can basically use these crossbows year-round for predator hunting, for fishing now, for small game. I mean, we're trying to open up everybody's eyes to, you know, it's more than just, you know, the standard deer hunting. And,
sure,
you know, once they see the other things available, maybe that'll get them into it.
Now, what about some of the things you guys cover on your site? Are you looking at different types of crossbows, the recurve versus the compound version of the crossbow?
Yes, we do product reviews. A couple things we do is we do product reviews for the different manufacturers out there. We've got on board with us, we've got Darton and Carbon Express and the new Killer Instinct out of Michigan. Winchester's coming on board. So we test these bows, show you the product reviews, and we do the same thing with the products. And the other part of what we've stepped up our game on this year is we go live to these shows. Every weekend I'm somewhere in Michigan, Ohio, or Indiana, or Wisconsin at a show, and we do updates, live Facebook feeds showing products that are out there for the crossbow world.
And see, that's pretty beneficial, too. When you have the social media, you have instant access to something you've done 5 minutes ago. The information is fresh, and it's also there archived for people to look at.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to do with our hunts this year, because we've got several turkey hunts and bear hunts and all that lined up. And instead of saying, hey, stay tuned, here's our teaser, we're going to be showing you live daily updates and showing you our harvest.
And your misses.
And our misses. That is true.
Come
there's
on now.
A few misses or mishaps.
Yeah, if I'm involved, there's going to be a miss or two. You know, it's just one of those things. It's just natural. Now, on a personal level, all sponsorships aside, what do you like in the crossbow world right now? What go from crossbow to bolt to sights? Because, you know, they're using scopes on these.
They're using, yes, scopes and optimizers and everything else. You know, it's kind of funny because everybody comes to us on that, too, and says, hey, what is your personal favorite and what do you recommend? For one, there is no magic. What do you recommend? Because
right.
Everybody's different. But there's certain features of every crossbow that I like. I'd love to be able to take them all together personally and build my own. You know, I like the stability of the Dartons. They're solid shooting bow. They're quiet. They're fast. Great price point. You know, but then people feel that those are a little bit heavy, you know, and mm-hmm. So you've got the Camexes out there. That it's Camex is a unique brand. It's very well balanced. It's built by and designed by an engineer that has been around in the industry forever and used to be part of the Horton franchise.
Okay.
You know, so you got things like that, but then you also have your Parkers and your 10 points, and they all feel so drastically different that mm-hmm. I really honestly can't give you an absolute favorite because I like certain things of them all.
Well, that's what I was hoping for, because it is a matter of preference when it comes to shooting. I know what I like to shoot, shotgun-wise, bow-wise, everything else. It's a matter of preference, and we try not to steer anybody any specific way. This is what we use, or this is who we're sponsored by, because we like them, not because they're paying us money, which, you know, doesn't happen a lot. But
exactly.
But and, we and sincerely
you,
do.
That's even worse when you get into broadheads.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's a whole nother show. We'll talk about fixed and mechanical in the next show when we talk to you about that with Crossbow Warriors. But CrossbowWarriors.com, Dave Chevalier is our guest, a good friend of mine. Very happy to have him on here. And I'm talking bows because maybe, Dave, if we talk about archery a little bit, maybe we'll get some weather we can go out and shoot some 3D or practice.
I sure hope so, because I am so backed up in my reviews.
Yeah, see, we blame Mother Nature for that, too, and she's just not listening. She doesn't care. But Dave Chevalier, CrossbowWarriors.com. Check out the Little Warriors program. Some great video, some great updates, and some great gear that you can pick up as well. And you can pick up the link on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. Dave, as always, thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right, coming up, Mike Ariakas from Game Plan Gear is coming up in the next segment of the show. You're listening to us here on Wild Michigan.
Hi, this is Larry Weissen, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
Ah, yes, first weekend of spring. Turkey hunting will be happening. The steelhead are running. Heck, what am I saying? Will be. They are. Chris Craner from Great Outdoor Pursuits. I don't like him anymore. He's showing all these pictures up on the Facebook of his steelhead. And all I can think about now is getting out and doing some turkey hunting and some steelhead fishing. And then maybe a little bit later on, if we ever get rid of the ice, a little Detroit River walleye fishing. Looking forward to all of those things. But we talked a little bit about archery with Dave Chevalier from Crossbow Warriors. And I'm getting pumped up because I really haven't shot my bow much. I need to get it out, and I need to get ready for turkey season. But the one thing we, a lot of us, self-included, never do until the last minute is get organized. And there are methods to getting organized. You have to do this, whether it's your turkey vest or your backpack for deer hunting, or just your blind, your pop-up blind that you take with it. You need to get this stuff organized and ready, because season will be upon us in no time. And that's why, you know, we're bringing different avenues of organization from the people that make the organization tools. Here, Mike Ariakas is with us, the president of Game Plan Gear. We talked a little bit about Game Plan last year. We've used the gear, and Mike is joining us right now. Mike, how are you, sir?
Hey, Duran. Thanks for having me on,
bud. Oh, no, absolutely, man. And this is something that we cannot emphasize enough. It's like shooting. It's like getting your gun sighted in on November 14th, when November 15th is a traditional firearm opener here in Michigan. Look, it happens. It happens every time I'm in the tree stand trying to eke out that last bit of bow hunting. Dude in the property next to me is sighting in or tearing down a stand to move. You know,
that's right.
We're not planning ahead. And with gear, you need to have something good that will help keep you organized. And also be worth the value. And let's talk about backpacks, because look, you can spend $100 on a backpack, and you clearly have not spent enough on a good one. I've done it. But with Game Plan, that's a whole nother story. And you come up with this company for a reason.
Yeah, you know, everyone has a different idea about what kind of gear they need to get in and out of the woods or the field, you know. And, you know, you touched on turkey hunting, but turkey hunting has got to be an extension of bow season for a lot of guys, you know. And if you're used to dragging your tree stand, your bow into the woods from September to January, you know, it's nice to think you don't have to hang it up anymore. You can get it out and chase some birds around. So for me, it's gotten to be an extended way to hunt with a bow throughout the year, you know, and all the gear that brings that's different than tree stand hunting.
It is. I've not taken a turkey with a bow yet. I plan on doing it. I mean, it takes a little bit more, but, you know, getting organized, man, there's a method to this.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the blind, I've seen that the blind just has exploded as far as popularity, and, you know, friends of mine that I didn't think would be into it are starting to lean into it more and more because of taking kids out and hunting with somebody else, getting out of the weather is a big part of turkey season, you know, the rainy days, still being able to go out and hunt. So hunting with a blind's been a challenge because, you know, you're after your gun or your bow or whatever weapon you're taking, you've got to have a comfortable seat. If you're with someone else, you probably have two chairs. Now you've got five major pieces of equipment that are all bulky, and you're trying to cart them in. So,
yeah, and organizing that the stuff, I've done it. You know, you've got your, if you're lucky, you've got a good folding chair that'll fit inside your blind that comes with the pack. But these packs that the blinds come in are not the most durable thing. They are an inexpensive accessory for the manufacturer, but it's not their main goal. The blind is the main goal.
It's actually good for us. Actually, it's good for gameplay. When a tree stand company or a blind company, you know, they manufacture the best blind or the best stand that they can, generally the carry straps for the tree stand or the bag for the blind are almost an afterthought. They put it in the box, but it's generally doesn't work super well. And that's kind of where we pick up. You know, you've got the blind. If it comes in a zippered bag, now what do I do with my chair? How do I attach my bow or my gun to it? And, you know, we just offered a product this spring called the Long Haul. I might as well take the opportunity to pitch it a little bit. It's a really durable bag that you can put your bow or your gun on the front of with a rubber attachment strap, and then both sides have pockets for your chair or two chairs, and you can stick your decoy in the top. So combining the gear is a big part of it.
Yeah, when you can walk out with everything on your back, that's very beneficial because it keeps your hands free to maybe move things out of the way. Or look, I've struggled. I use the zinc decoys. You know, and they're big, they're inflated already, and they can be kind of bulky. But when you can pack these things into one location, it really makes traveling, if you're going a long distance or even a short distance, a lot easier.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, more and more guys are using these super realistic decoys. Guys are using mounted birds that they get from a taxidermist nowadays. Some of the zinc decoys, like you mentioned, the inflatables, And you got this decoy now that's bulky, and it's one more thing you need to carry. In the blind carrier, the long haul, we put a drawstring bag at the top of it. So once your blind slides in the top, you've got this spot we call the decoy attic. And the idea is, you know, you have the space in the top, you can grab a decoy on top of the blind and just get everything in one bag, you know.
You know, and that, too, speaking with Mike Ariakas from Game Plan Gear, gameplangear.com, is his website. Mike, what's important about that is the safety of being able to hide that decoy, not carry it in your hand.
Oh, that's true. I mean, most turkey products you see have, a lot of them have the fluorescent or the Hunter Orange tape that you flag outside of it, or, you know, there's a couple times designing products, we've gotten to spots where we would put something together. You have to have safety first, you know. And I was just at the Ohio Deer and Turkey this past weekend, and talking to some of my friends there that were successful last year killing birds with a fan and holding it up in the field and sneaking out to the bird with a bow. You talk about a way to potentially cause an unsafe situation. If you're on a private property, you can get away with something like that. But let's face it, turkey hunting's not the safest sport out there, you know. So as a manufacturer, you've got to think about, what am I putting together? You know, the idea of a turkey's head being a red spot. I've had times that we've designed something with a logo, and you think, boy, if someone saw that in the woods, could it be read the wrong way?
Right.
You know, turkey hunting's something you have to be safe with. So those things all come up.
You know, you made up a very valid point. I was watching a video from another company where these guys are hiding behind this turkey decoy. As cool as it looks and as close as they get, you know, I'm sure they're on very controlled properties when they do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and I don't know if I'd feel safe on 500 acres nowadays. I mean, if you think about it,
yeah.
You get a guy loses his direction, and all of a sudden you're out there with what he's after, and you're hiding behind it.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm glad you just brought that to light, because now I don't want anything to do with that decoy ever. As cool as it looks,
right.
I don't think I have anything to do with it. Mike Ariakas is joining us from Game Plan Gear. Link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. And if you miss any of this, you can pick it up on the podcast from absolutely anywhere, absolutely free download. I'm going to touch on this real quickly. We have about a minute left in the segment. But one of the things I've noticed on the packs, something very important, is the quality of the zipper.
Yeah, it's funny. Over the years, we've been doing this for about 8 years now. If a product would be sent back to us the first couple years we got started, it was because of a blown zipper or a broken buckle. And I started to call the zipper the Achilles heel. If you had something that was a weak point or a potential for disaster, it was always the zipper. And through lots of ordering and sourcing, we found a nylon coil zipper that we call the Monster. And it's just a big, wide zipper. It's almost as wide as your thumb. And we put them on all the major spots on the bags. Matter of fact, they're on every zipper. And they're oversized at times, but they're quiet. And because it's a nylon coil, they don't break.
All right.
It's just been kind of something we spend a little more for, is to put that in there. But you hit something there, Duran. That's been something you don't want to worry about.
Well, speaking with Mike Ariakas, believe me, I'll complain about the things that I've broken on backpacks and gear in a couple of minutes to the guy who is the head of Game Plan Gear right here on Wild Michigan.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host all over the Great Lakes State, all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. That's where you can find a link to gameplangear.com. And we're speaking with Mike Ariakas here from Game Plan Gear. He is the president. And Mike, we are all built differently. I mean, look, regionally, guys, gals, we're all built differently. So not every pack is going to fit the same. You guys have a wide range of packs that will meet the needs and necessities. I've been using the Full Rut Rattling Pack, which, you know, features some areas to keep your rattling antlers in. But the one thing, and I know you're going to laugh because you know where I'm going with this. The one thing that I appreciate on this pack more than anything is the specific pocket for scents that is designed to contain the scent should it leak.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that was something we brought in Rob, our sales director, 2 years ago. He had a strong background in backpacks, and he knew what people respond to at retail. And he told me, he said, if there's something you're going to put on there that will have that kind of that wow factor, he said, if you have a pocket that's cleanable, guys are all transporting scent, you dump something in there and stain the pocket up, and they're tough to clean. And let's face it, you're not going to throw a backpack in the washing machine. You know, you want something that can clean easily. So we put a PVC lining in that pocket you're talking about. And I actually don't have a scent too much myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that thing for everything. I throw my sandwich in there. It's like a soft-sided cooler kind of thing. But yeah, it was a nice feature in that bag.
It is. I mean, for us, I mean, a lot of times I'll use the Conquest scents in a stick. Our friend Doug and Karen Roberts, you know, have a great company, and it's a great product. And, you know, we don't get the spillage, but sometimes if we're using something like their VS1, yeah, I'm kind of prone to maybe not putting the cap on right. So
yeah,
it's kind of a nice feature. But then again, the sandwich thing, I like that angle as well.
Yeah, it's a small, soft-sided cooler if you want to look at it that way.
Also, another one of the products I really like, I like the looks of, is the bow bat, because I do a lot of archery hunting. And this kind of envelops the bow itself as a carrying sling and as a pack.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's even hard to put a label on that thing. It's been in different categories and distributor catalogs for that reason. One catalog might put it in with the slings, and the next company has it in with the packs. It's kind of an all-in-one. To put it in a nutshell, you know, if you're a tree stand hunter, you've got a tree stand on your back, and you're trying to fight a bow in a backpack. And the most important thing was, what do you do with that pack that you now can't really put on your back? I've had guys tell me they use bungee cords over the years and ways to attach it. And I always looked at it as kind of the turtle shell on the back of your tree stand. And, you know, I thought if you could put all the gear on the bow for once and sling it over your shoulder, you're consolidating everything to where you're not walking through the woods with both hands tied up. Now I can sling the bow over my shoulder. There's some expansion on there. You can put your clothes in there, your face mask, your release aid, all your gear's on the bow now. So slung over your shoulder, I'm walking up a hill or in thick cover with my hands free. So it just it streamlined your gear. It got everything on the bow, and it kind of eliminated the need for a backpack.
Now, we spoke with our good friend Dave Chevalier from Crossbow Warriors in the first portion of this hour, and you are not limited to vertical bows. You have a nice-looking pack for crossbow as well.
You know what, that's another category similar to blinds that has just exploded. And the more states that are adding seasons for crossbow, there's more and more hunters getting into the woods with them. And one thing that's kind of following that crossbow trend is the accessories. And these key pieces of gear you can't do without. You mentioned the cases. We put an idea into our case that's a backpack strap that's a patented idea. And I thought, you know, you get to the woods, and what do you do with this case now? You throw it on the back seat of your truck. If you had straps designed into it, it can become your pack, per se. And now I can use it to get to the stand or get to my blind or into the woods. So the backtrack was something we thought could kind of extend that accessory, you know, based on people's needs.
Yeah, if it's the X-Bolt crossbow case or your crossover crossbow pack, which is a little bit different, a little bit more open.
Yeah, we've got actually three packs that will carry the crossbow, a sling carrier as well. And you mentioned that, I think you mean the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
That thing will carry a bow, a gun, or a crossbow, so it's kind of our all-in-one crossover-style pack.
See, and I'm looking at your prices, too. About $100, a little over $100, you know. And look, I bought a store brand backpack for $100, and trust me, not happy. I'm not going to mention the store, but it was one of those things like, you know what? This is essentially what I need. It's what I can afford. And I wish I would have known about game plan gear when I purchased that one, because I would have realized that there was more than just that one option at the big box store.
Well, you know, that's funny you mentioned it. I've always thought that I had in my own mind what I was willing to spend in certain categories. And every year, it seems kind of escalating. What guys are willing to pay for a bow never ceases to amaze me, you know. A decked-out hunting bow rig at $1,500 now. I mean, 10 years ago, you would have laughed at that, you know.
Sure.
But I think when you get back to packs and support product, you know, every year a guy's going to want arrows, broadheads, you know, stuff, you know, creature comfort kind of accessories that you add on that make your life a little easier, but you might not have the budget for it this year. You better keep your packs affordable, you know. I grew up in a steel town area. I know what it's like for guys to walk into shops and have to fork out every year for gear. And we thought with our packs, if we could keep it around that $100 price point, but still build good quality into it, that we would capture a lot of the market. There's a lot of great pack lines out there that are, you know, upwards of that 200 mark. And I'm a fan of a lot of them. There's some great products out there. But I think for the, you know, the bulk of our customer base, you got to keep the pack somewhere where it's affordable, but still give them good quality.
Speaking with Mike Ariakas from Game Plan Gear here on Wild Michigan. Mike, you know, I've done radio for about 20 years, a little over, actually over 22 years now. And you learn as you go. You steal from the guys and the gals that are really good in this business. Things that are, and I say steal, but it's more of, you know, emulating their style or things that they say that really trigger you. And it's got to be the same thing in any manufacturing industry where you take, wow, that's a great idea. I wish I would have thought about it. But then you expand on that idea yourself.
That's right. I mean, I've had a bad phrase I've used, keep your ears open. If you're passionate about what you do and you want to build better products, you'd be better willing to listen to whoever has some input. And I mean, it might be a guy rushing past the booth at a trade show who tells you something he's doing. And you just remember that. You get home and you think about it and you're like, wow, that guy's got a great point. You know, what do I do with that Ozonics machine, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And let's face it, guys are carrying more and more different gear at all times. You better be able to respond to that and kind of change with the times. And, it's definitely a changing industry. There's always new stuff to think about.
And there are some of us out there that go on the long hauls, and you have the base camp gear scent control system, which is very important for a lot of us like myself that use scent lock or other scent control products to keep that, you know, contained.
That's right. I mean, I've met some real nuts about scent control. I know people that have fryers in their house for their scent lock and their scent locker suits that they don't want, you know, someone throwing fabric softeners, sheets or something in there with their hunting clothes, so they have a separate dryer for them. I mean, it's all how far you take it, but there are some people that are very, very strict about what they do with their clothes and keeping everything organized.
Yeah, I'm not quite that fanatical, but believe me, one time one of those dryer bars was bought, and I felt kind of bad when I ripped it out of the dryer. But hey, you know, I can't have you stinking up my scent lock.
That's right. My dad's pretty old school. He still uses the old cover up vanilla based product.
Right.
And he's a strong believer. I know there's some other companies out there now. I think Nose Jammer is a very similar type of thing where you've got a vanilla based cover scent that seems to be, you know, you can't argue with it when you go out and. It's funny, I've joked with my dad before, we go into the woods and I'm worried about being scent safe, and he's putting vanilla on. I told him he smells like a Christmas cookie when we leave the house.
Mike Ariakas, appreciate you joining us here on Wild Michigan. Check out his stuff. There's a link on our website, gameplangear.com. And again, man, thanks for joining us here on Wild Michigan.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Enjoyed it. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Not at all. We'll have you back on again here real soon as we get towards the summer and start getting ourselves used to wearing this product. As fall, believe it or not, not that far away. If we ever get out of winter, of course. It's Wild Michigan here on the Michigan Talk Network.